Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Scott Murray. The New Testament reading for today is from Hebrews chapter 10, verses 19 to 39. Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the holy places by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way that he opened for us through the curtain, that is, through his flesh, and since we have a great high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another. And all the more as you see the day drawing near. For if we go on sinning deliberately after receiving the knowledge of the truth, there no longer remains a sacrifice for sins, but a fearful expectation of judgment, and a fury of fire that will consume their adversaries. Anyone who has set aside the law of Moses dies without mercy, on the evidence of two or three witnesses. How much worse punishment, do you think, will be deserved by the one who has trampled underfoot the Son of God and has profaned the blood of the covenant by which he was sacrificed and has outraged the Spirit of grace? For we know him who said, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay." And again, "The Lord will judge his people." It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. But recall the former days when you were enlightened. You endured a hard struggle with sufferings, sometimes being publicly exposed to reproach and affliction, and sometimes being partners with those so treated. For you had compassion on those in prison, and you joyfully accepted the plundering of your property, since you knew that you yourselves had a better possession and an abiding one. Therefore, do not throw away your confidence, which has a great reward. For you have need of endurance, so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what is promised. For yet a little while, and the coming one will come and will not delay. But my righteous one shall live by faith, and if he shrinks back, my soul has no pleasure in him. But we are not of those who shrink back and are destroyed, but of those who have faith and preserve their souls. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. But now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. The best preacher is a Christ-centered preacher of the Word of God. Christ's work for us is never out of the view of the preacher. Faithful Christian teaching is always judged by its relation to Christ. If the teaching does not set forth and extol Jesus, it is unfaithful and will not lead to heaven. The teaching may be good advice, but Jesus does not come to give good advice. He comes to substitute himself for sinners and to save the lost. In him is everything. In me is nothing. This is why I must live by faith, not by good advice. Jesus is our substitute, not our advisor. He opens the way for us by his crucified flesh. We gather together with the faithful, come what may, because God is ever faithful to us. Although there may be persecution and riot against us, we follow Christ to the gathering of God's children, following after the blood shed for us. That is the path. And all this is under the perspective of eternity, because the day is ever drawing near. We now stand under the judgment of God, certain that the curtain, that is the flesh of Christ, has been opened to us. This happens when we make confession with a true heart on Sundays. He, Jesus, is the curtain that enwraps us sinners so that our sin is no longer visible. And this is proclaimed when we gather together. Dr. Martin Luther says, "We live under the curtain of the flesh of Christ. He is our pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night, to keep God from seeing our sin. And although we see it and feel remorse of conscience, still we keep running back to Christ, our mediator and propitiator, through whom we reach completion and are saved. In Him is everything. In Him we have everything, and He supplies everything in us. On His account, God overlooks our sins and wants them to be covered as though they were not sins. It is as though He says, 'Because you believe in My Son, even though you have sins, they will be forgiven until you are completely absolved from them by death.'" Let us pray. Almighty God, by the glorious resurrection of Your Son, Jesus Christ, You destroyed death and brought life and immortality to light. Grant that we who have been raised with Him may abide in His presence and rejoice in the hope of eternal glory. Through the same Jesus Christ, Your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with You and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.